And the other part, the kitchen part, was just tar paper.
Okay. And did it have anything on the sides to catch water so it wouldn't run off?
Well, on the eaves, you had what do you call an eave trough, they called it. It run one on each side, run together and run into a barrel.
Okay. So it ran into a barrel. Yeah. What was the barrel made out of?
It's a steel barrel. It was an old, what you call, I guess, a gasoline barrel with the top cut out of it. It was an old one.
Did you have a word, what would you have called a big wooden container that was like a barrel, but it wasn't made out of steel, it was made out of wood?
Well, probably a tank. Like, okay. But we didn't have anything that big.
Okay.
We just had wooden trough and then the barrels, all they had for hauling, you know, a lot of people hauled water from our place, and they used those steel barrels. One guy had a wooden barrel that he hauled his drinking water in.
Okay. Yeah, Steve was telling me they still have to, y'all still have to carry water down to the house. Did you ever hear of a keg? Was that something different?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, it's a wooden barrel. A keg is a wooden barrel, only it's small, like 10 or 15 gallons.
Okay, so it wouldn't be as big as some of these other things.
Not as big as what, I guess they had vinegar in some of those. And then those smaller kegs, that's what the bootleggers put whiskey in.
Did they have other words for illegal alcohol besides whiskey? Did they ever call it anything else?
Moonshine.
Yeah.
High spirits.
Did they ever call it white lightning? Did you ever hear them call it?
Well, I've heard of that, but not around here, as always.
That wasn't a word that you would
use. In a book we read or something.
Yeah, that's what they call it back home, white lightning.
Yeah, I saw it on TV, too, in the Ozarks.
Yeah. What was the second house that you lived in, what were the sides made out of? You said the other was
It was just made out of wood, and it was what they called drop siding. Uh-huh. It was come from, they had a sawmill. It's up in the pines here, and they had, that's where they bought it.
So it's just pieces of wood?
Yeah, there's about 6 inches wide, and tongue and grooved, and fitted together.
So have you ever heard of anything called board and batten? Would that be something that people would use around here?
Well, that phrase I've never heard of, but... All I've heard of this is called drop siding, and then the other, well, maybe what you're talking about is called shiplap. It was a groove on one side, on one end, and on this side is on the outside. On the bottom, it was on the inside, or vice versa, grooved about a half an inch.
Okay. Now, how many entrances into the house were there?
Two. Okay. There was a front door and a back door.
Okay. And if it was, or you can even talk about this one, if it's open and you wanted your wife to close it, what would you tell her to do?
Shut the door.
Okay. And in the other house, were there anything besides doors that you could look out of to see at the outside?
In the cabin, you mean?
Yeah, or either in the cabin or in the other house.
Well, the cabin only had one door, and there was a glass in it, in the top half of it. Mm-hmm. And then there was a small window up on top, but you had to get up to look out of it. Mm-hmm. And the other house, it has windows in it. You could see out of the, you could see out of the door and out of the window.
Okay. Did your folks have anything that they could use to like shave with or comb their hair so they could see themselves?
Oh yeah, mirror. Yeah, they
did. Y'all have
those? Yeah.
What did they sweep the floors with?
They had a broom.
What was it made out of?
Well, I guess it's broom corn. They're better than what we've got now.
Yeah, everybody thinks we're improving. We're not, are we?
Mm-hmm. Some of the older old-timers used the tops of sagebrush to sweep. A lot of them had those cabins with just dirt floors, no wood in it. Mm-hmm. That cabin had a wooden floor in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess if you had a dirt floor, it would be
different. So they used it.
Okay, was there a place in either of those that that was attached to the house, but it was on the outside? You could sit on it in the afternoon, maybe in chairs or something. That it was a part of the house.
Oh, you mean like a porch or something?
No,
on that house it didn't have. If you wanted to sit out there, and like in the evening, you just took.